or, you know, all of us that live a very healthy lifestyle. And, you know, I'm wondering, Allie, how have things changed for you for Thanksgiving and Christmas and other holidays since being on The Biggest Loser and making these big changes and writing your wonderful book, which I loved? And we're going to have you back on December 10th to talk about Believe It, Be It. How have things changed for you?
I think that it's more of a personal thing. I think one of the things that I realized and noticed is we always hear about, like, the holidays and how it's, you know, you got to watch because of the holidays. And I think that's mostly just because there's so many parties. And, you know, I came from a family, my parents were divorced. So we, every holiday that maybe one family has one of, I usually have three, four, five of them. So that's really kind of, you know, because you got to hit everybody's house. You got to go to Nana's, you got to go to Dad's, you got to go to Grandma's and then Mom's. And so, but one of the things that I've realized since the show, which was kind of funny because I was eliminated in home for Thanksgiving, and I was like, right in the middle of the process of it. But it's actually a really healthy holiday.
That's true.
There's a lot of, like, really, like, healthy choices, you know, around the table and stuff. And so I think of just thinking of it differently and actually thinking about it has been the biggest thing in being conscious. But really acknowledging in the, you know, in the last couple of years that I can, you know, still have some of Grandma's, you know, lime jello with cottage cheese and pineapple. It's just I don't have all of it.
Exactly. And what are some of your other choices that you mentioned previously about that are, you know, healthier choices on Thanksgiving?
You know, there's, at least in my family, there's, and now I think that they do it a little bit different. I was never really a big green bean casserole kind of person anyways, you know, but we still have that. And now my family's usually, my family's meaning like every house usually will have, like, instead of just that, also like just green beans, you know, and having a more healthier version of it. And I used to be a huge, you know, dark meat on the turkey, and now I go more for the white meat. And I think it's just really awesome too, just the different, you know, different choices as far as not only do they have cranberry sauce, but my grandma now makes this like relish, like a cranberry relish, so that you can have a little bit of flavor without. And one of the things that I kind of have encouraged my family to do, which is kind of been a turning point for me, is we serve our food, like the serving utensils in each of the food are actually measured. So we'll have like tablespoons or like a cup or a half cup serving utensil.
Idea.
So you know what you're putting on your plate.
Yeah, usually you just have the biggest spoon you can find, right?
Oh my God, it's like how heavy, you know the heavy, I mean, and it's funny when you think of that, how heavy can our Thanksgiving plate get? Like,
oh, yeah.
If you don't like realize, you're like, oh my gosh, I think that's one thing that I noticed too in a lot of different arenas, but especially when you're, you know, getting a plate full, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's so heavy.
Exactly. Now, Cynthia, what about for you? How have things changed for you?
Well, you know, I went into college knowing I was going to, you know, become a nutritionist. So I, from a pretty young age, was very conscious of food and nutrition. And, you know, I got into this profession because of health problems in my family. So really from teenage years, when I was, in, you know, in high school, you know, I was all about, you know, food that's delicious, but that's also good for you.
Oh, that's
so
great.
I've always been the one to, you know, try to experiment with, you know, alternative ways of preparing things. And I was influenced by my father a lot because when I was in high school, he decided, you know, after having his, you know, three immediate family members die of cancer, I'm not going to get cancer. So I saw him eating broccoli and cauliflower and, you know, putting wheat germ on his cereal and things like that. So it actually inspired me to try to find some creative ways to make food taste good without having it become a health hazard, and actually become a way of protecting your health. So I've you know, pretty much for years and years now, you know, been trying to find, you know, different herbs and seasonings to use or ways to substitute some of those heavier ingredients. And I find it, you know, to be really fun because, you know, you're experimenting with things. And what's really amazing for me and I love is when someone says, this tastes so good, I don't even miss the other version of it.
Oh, that's nice. Can you give us some concrete examples of, or, you know, I don't have to have the exact recipe, but, you know, just some ideas
sure.
for some things that you do.
Right. Well, I'm really big on using herbs and spices and going more toward a plant-based diet. So for example, in mashed potatoes, instead of using the traditional, you know, stick of butter or more, the whole milk. You know, you can use a vegetable broth, and it, you know, if you use a homemade vegetable broth, that would be even better because it tends to be more flavorful and lower in sodium. But you can even buy like an organic vegetable broth. And if you add lots of garlic and herbs and seasonings, and even some mashed cauliflower, some baked cauliflower that's then been mashed, and you fold all of that into the mashed potatoes, you get a really nice thick texture, but you get just this like burst of flavor. And, you know, it's not, as Allie said, going to be as heavy on your plate. I mean, it's still going to be somewhat heavy because potatoes are heavy.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you don't get that sense of like, ugh, like that brick sitting in your stomach,
yeah,
you know, when you walk away from the table. And that's what Allie strives to really talk about and emphasize, is that it doesn't feel good to be starving and to feel deprived. And it doesn't feel good to be unsatisfied, but it doesn't really feel good to be lethargic and sort of stuffed and have to undo the top button on your pants and, you know, be so distracted by how full you are that you don't have fun the rest of the day and you're just sleepy and just want to, you know, kind of, yeah. So how can you find that middle ground? And I think it's all about, you know, I don't really like the negative words like sacrifice or compromise, because that brings up these ideas of having to, you know, you're losing something, that you're missing out. I think it's more about finding those in between, you know, ways of eating that really feel physically, emotionally, and socially balanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I love that, because you have to take everything into account. And I love that idea. You know, it's interesting. I actually heard about, the first time I heard about using cauliflower with mashed potatoes was actually on The Biggest Loser. They have those little tips, you know, before they go to commercial. And Jillian Michaels was talking about that. And I had never heard of that before. Allie, have you tried that, to substitute some of the potato with cauliflower?
It is one of my favorite things to do, because you really hardly need any potato to still feel like it's potato.
Really?
But then you still have it
that
with the cauliflower. And I love how Cynthia said that, you know, you don't want to feel full, but you also don't want to feel unsatisfied. And I think that throughout the years, while I did struggle with my weight and, you know, and tried to lose weight, that was one of the things that I felt like, oh, I'm doing without, I just put a little bit of everything, but I'm sitting here done really fast and I'm not full. And, you know, and there's a whole, like, you know, mindset too, as far as what's full and what's not. But one of the things that I love about the lifestyle that I learned how to live within is that it's, just by preparing things differently, you can still enjoy everything. You know, you just enjoy healthier versions of it. And so then you can, I veggie load, veggie load, veggie load, and then it makes me feel like I'm full, you know, and I feel satisfied and I feel, but not overly full, because you don't have those really heavy, heavy things, you know? And so I love it. Another thing that I love inside of, if you want a little bit more flavor, is some butternut squash into your potatoes too.
Oh,
and then
I love
it, kind of gives it a little bit of a flavor that is, you know, a little bit more rich too.
Oh, I should try that. I love butternut squash. I love just butternut squash puree. I actually got some at the Whole Foods. I know I should make it myself, but it's so hard. It's so hard having a Whole Foods 5 minutes from my house. Oh my goodness. But yeah, I mean, all they did is they just put they didn't even use any butter or oil or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, so they put a little white pepper and some, you know, butternut squash, and that was it. And it was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that it's great. Like, the vegetable broth is a good idea, but I think mostly because I'm really kind of learning new at it and stuff, I just do it without. I definitely have learned how to, you know, use, I use garlic all the time.
Love
or something
that
with, like, flavor, you know, but yeah, it's really amazing. And I think that, you know, as long as you, most of the time people aren't going to know, you know, and then unless you tell them or whatnot. And then also, too, for all those people out there that are like, oh, I don't like, you know, vegetables, which is surprisingly enough, like, lots of adults feel that way. I receive emails all the time. Well, I know that I'm an adult and I'm supposed to do this and blah, 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 but I just can't eat the vegetables, you know, but they don't often consider like a potato a vegetable. So, like, to even just hide different things, find different ways to not even hide it, but kind of mask other vegetables in there. And then people realize that, oh, I guess I do like that. I didn't even know. And often it's just it's a mindset. It truly is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, you can, you know, a Vitamix is a great thing. And also using, you know, spaghetti sauces and stuff, you can throw in a zucchini or a carrot. Or Cynthia, you must have lots of ideas about getting vegetables in. It does seem to be challenging for, I guess, not only for kids, but for adults as well.
Yeah, I'm really all, you know, I think one of the things I was going to say before is that sometimes people are surprised how good a vegetable can taste without anything added to it. And there's kind of this, you know, preconceived notion a lot of people have that it's not going to taste good if it's good for you. And a lot of that, you know, I actually wrote an article about this because my husband is from Texas, and he was a, you know, I have to say, a pretty unhealthy eater when I met him. And, you know, everything was like cooked with, you know, lots of fat, animal fat and butter and fried. And since we met, you know, when I met him, he really didn't eat vegetables or fruit. He didn't eat whole grains. You know, everything was, you know, if it was a vegetable, it was definitely breaded and fried. So since we met, you know, he's lost over 55 pounds and kept it off. But it really, you know, the article I wrote about this was for Eating Well magazine. It was one of my favorite articles I've ever written because it was about exploring how does someone who lived most of their life eating that way open up, and not because they have to or because they should or because they have high cholesterol or it's a medical crisis, but how do they really become interested and open and want to eat healthier? And is that possible? And really, I've interviewed many experts, and I interviewed my mother and his mother. And, you know, basically what the conclusion of the article was is that a lot of it is who's presenting you the healthy food and how is it being presented. If it's being presented in a, you know, policing way, like you shouldn't be eating that, it's entirely different than if it's being presented in a, oh, this is one of my favorite dishes, you want to try a bite? And it, you know, he really just started trying some things that he ended up, you know, finding like, hey, either this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, or actually this is really good. And I feel so much better when I eat this instead of what I used to eat. So he went from eating, you know, lots of barbecue brisket and, you know, fried okra to eating actually tofu with brown rice and vegetables and enjoying it.
Oh, that's great.
Is possible, but a lot of it is just, you know, feeling like, you know, you're doing it because not, you know, not in a negative, you know, sort of forced way or in a coerced way or in a, you know, bribing way, which a lot of people try to do, that really always backfires, you know, but in a way that just really is more from internally something that feels right to you.
Yeah. You know, Allie, when I'm listening to Cynthia talk about this, I'm thinking about you because you made such huge changes on The Biggest Loser and Off the Ranch, obviously. Is this resonating with you about the way the food's presented and the way you think about it?
Oh, yeah. Actually, when I was just sitting there listening to her share about that, I think that one of the things that, you know, it's funny, like often we'll go to dinner with someone that we've just met. And so since we want to have like make a good impression on them, like you might try something that you wouldn't necessarily try, or go over to someone's house. You don't want to be rude. And so you try it and then you realize that you like it. But as far as and that's really just a mindset, you know what I mean? And so you try things that maybe you wouldn't. But as far as like the fried food and stuff like that, obviously my diet based on results, mostly fried or, you know, or fast, if you will, or whatever, you know, and prepared in ways that, like, you know, I used to make corn, and this is going to sound really funny, but because I never really cooked, but I'd be like, oh yeah, I make the best corn in the world. I would put like a whole stick of butter in my corn, and I wouldn't use any water, and that was like my secret, you know.
No wonder it was good, right?
Yeah. You know, but what's funny and what I realized that, and I never ever thought about it before, I think the foods that I had grown up thinking that I loved, that were all like mostly fried or really heavy and the different fats and stuff, I didn't even ever really taste the food that I was eating. I tasted the fats of it. And so when I started removing that from my diet, I really got to experience the different foods on a whole nother level. And then, you know, and then it shifts where you just don't want that fat in your body. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, like I don't, like I can't even taste it. It feels all greasy, you know, and stuff. And not that, like, I'm not going to say that I haven't had French fries since The Biggest Loser, because I surely have, you know, but having it differently. And it was funny when I first ever had something after I let myself start tasting things again, I was like, oh, that's really not as good as I remember.
Yeah, isn't that interesting when you stop eating something that's not so good for you that you used to love, and all of a sudden, yeah, it just, you know, I hadn't eaten it, and I'm not bragging, but I stopped eating fast food when I was 15. Okay, now I'm 42 now, and a couple years ago I was traveling, and I was in an airport in North Carolina, and I hadn't had a donut since I was 15, and they had some Krispy Kremes, and I called my husband. I was like, you know, everyone's talking about these. Should I try them? He's like, would you just get over it? And part of it was like, I didn't want to break my, you know, long-running streak of not eating any junk food like that. And I bit into it and I didn't like it. It just tasted heavy. And I'm not trying to put down Krispy Kreme. Don't sue me. But I mean, people love them. But you know what I mean? And it was just so funny because I had made such a big deal about all these years and I didn't even.
Well, or we have these different triggers. I was sitting in an airport probably, I guess, almost a year ago now. And it seemed like everybody, we were there late. It was like hours, like our flight had gotten delayed. And everybody, there was a McDonald's that was there. And it was the only thing open. And I had resisted for like 4 hours right before I got on the plane because someone like right next to me like had a McDonald's. And I was like, oh my gosh, that smell. And so I went and like ordered some McDonald's and I was like, yeah, this is gross. Like, I don't even know why I used to, like, I mean, that was like a staple in my diet, you know? And I'm like, how did I, and I used to, you know, get the chicken nuggets thinking I was like choosing something healthy.